Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan.
Yay! And we're live in person.
We are live. That's true. We're on site, on location, for a very special show.
Very special.
Yes. Did you ever guess where we were?
Yeah. Okay, well, that's going to be Tiffany's job to let us know who's saying what over there.
So, anyway, guess where we are, but we are in a very special location with very special people. We are so excited to bring, we have all of these level three practitioners in one place all together. Isn't that cool? And we're bringing them live to you.
We have a pretty good life. And this is our reflection and mirror of that.
Yeah, yeah. So behind us, we have, what's her name? Sarah?
Maybe I should do this.
So we have Sarah Breastman Cosme, and we have, God, it keeps going blank. As soon as I go,
Erica Middlemiss and Monica Dunn. Okay, do you have Hope in there too? Monica Hope Dunn.
There we go.
There we go. So all level three practitioners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Tracy Mahan again. Yes. All level three practitioners. And what do we want to do since we're all here? What's the plan? What would you like us to do? What do you want to talk about? We didn't have a plan.
We've been kind of distracted today. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this whole trip has been about empowerment. Yeah. It's been about, you know, stepping into our power. I think that's a great subject. We've been talking a lot about sessions and quirky things that happen in sessions, amazing sessions, mm-hmm. the do's, the don'ts, and all that good stuff. So maybe we should talk about some of that.
Sounds good.
So let's just put Erica on the spot since she's drinking water.
She's like, let me wash my mouth out here.
I should watch out. She could be spitting on me soon. But so we've got these three lovely ladies helping us out today. I was telling Julia, I feel like we're the parents in the driver's seat and the kids in the back. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And hey, girls, we're here.
We're here.
We're here.
Yeah. And so. they're the typical children. Right?
It's true.
If you're good.
Yeah, you say everything right on the show and we'll get you some ice cream. So we've been having a really great time.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask Tiffany really quick because I feel a little lost without my second monitor. Yeah. I'm kind of like, where is it? Yeah. Tiffany, has anybody guessed where we're at yet? Well, should we just let the cat out of the bag?
We can. You know, if I do this, that gives you an idea.
Yeah.
So does that help?
It's like we can hear them. We're waiting. We're waiting to hear. I just love that I can do this.
Oh, and I can do it back.
This is, and you can see it's contagious. So we're in the beautiful Sedona, nestled in the vortexes. We went to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Julia wanted to recreate a situation, and so we did.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about
completely that? Completely recreated it. Yeah.
We have been in this manifesting mecca.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to have Monica talk to us about that a little bit because she is, you know what? I feel like we kind of don't have her squared in there.
I think that would be a great thing to teach everyone because it's been so cool. And we can put it out as a challenge or a fun thing to try.
So, Monica, how do you manifest your desires on this trip?
Essentially, just make it fun. What do you want? What would I like to see right now? What would I like to see today? What would be really fun if it happened? And then I say, wouldn't it be fun if we saw her develop?
And then we do. Well, you even just requested one.
Yeah.
Right. Wouldn't it be fun if we saw an elk?
Yeah.
And then it was like, we all had to stop. Traffic had to stop so for the elk to cross the way. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. And what else?
Wouldn't it be fun if we saw some wild horses?
And that was the next
maybe
thing.
A donkey. Or a donkey. Yeah. So that happened.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery will remain on whether any of those were a donkey or not.
But we definitely saw wild horses.
We did see the wild horses. Yes. Wouldn't it be fun?
So it started raining and it was storming.
Yeah.
And I
looked
around and I said, wouldn't it be fun if we had an electrical storm?
Oh my gosh.
Sure enough.
Guess what we got to experience on the drive home?
We sure did.
Yeah. You know, we had rain, sleet, snow, lightning.
On a windy road
that we in the dark.
With cliffs on the side.
The manifesting is incredible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Julia, you're manifesting to go see the Grand Canyon and redo everything you did. What was it, 20 years ago or something?
20 years ago, I took my daughter, and it was my first time going to the Grand Canyon. And I was like, we're going to go and it's going to be warm. I mean, I thought this was a warm area, right? I didn't know. It was in March. And I'm like, okay, let's go and let's have this wonderful experience at the Grand Canyon. And so we come to Sedona and we're driving to the Grand Canyon. And that morning, just as we're heading out, it's snowing. I'm like, what? No, it's supposed to be warm. This doesn't make sense. And so I looked at my daughter and I said, not a word of this to anybody. We came all this way and it's snowing. Anyway, so we're going on a trip and it's snowing harder and harder and harder all the way. We get to the Grand Canyon finally and we pull up in there. We're walking along the rim. And just as we start, this big snow cloud just settles into the canyon and completely the whole thing just disappears. You can't see a single thing. I mean, at that point, it's like, it was surrender time. It's like, forget it. I mean, it was just, you laugh. You just have to laugh. And yeah. I remember just walking around and walking in the snow and just laughing. Cause like, what can I do? I can't control this. You know? So anyway, so yesterday we go, and I mean, the whole trip, I'm like, I want to take my daughter back to the Grand Canyon. I want to redo that day so that she can see the canyon. I want to redo, okay?
Can anybody tell us what happened yesterday? Mm-hmm. Anyone after that story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What? Yeah.
Maybe we should let Erica do it so we're not hogging the scene. It's hard. You're right in my line of vision,
I'm
Erica.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. So, Erica, what happens? Yeah.
So what do you know? As we're driving, it's starting to rain, mm-hmm. getting a little wet, get a little closer to the canyon. Snow? Sleet. Mm-hmm. The minute we get there, mm-hmm. it is mm-hmm. coming down.
Yeah.
The clouds are rolling in. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we also manifested, mm-hmm. well, this is going to be great because the mm-hmm. sun is just mm-hmm. going to come right out and we're going to have a beautiful day.
Yeah.
So Monica jumps in and says, wouldn't it be fun if the sun came out and it didn't rain on us at all while we walked around the canyon?
Yeah.
And what happened?
And that's what happened. Yeah.
And that's demanding it. No snow. I can't hear snow from Florida.
We're not going snow.
Let's do a little background on Sarah because Sarah is from the Keys and a lot of you have probably gone to her processions. And so, you know, she lives in a very warm climate. And she's very used to that. She's been on a torture mission the whole time we've been here. Let's see how cold we can make Sarah. And I kid you not, she looks like an Eskimo. And I'm in t-shirts and shorts and flip-flops and the sun's on me. And I'm like, oh, do you feel that little breeze? And she's like, yes, zipping up his jacket.
There's a place.
So that's been a treat. But yeah, we manifested the clear skies. She got to see the canyon.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because I kept saying, I want to redo and I want Tiffany to be able to experience the canyon. I want her to see it. So see, I was specific there.
That's true.
You know, but everything else recreated.
It did.
But we went out to the rim and the clouds were low, but they were not down. And you could see it. It was great. And like I said, the sun came out. We could see everything. And then
we were walking, it did not rain.
It was great. Then as soon as we got back in the vehicles and started back, it starts raining and sleeting and snowing. And then that's when I started thinking, it's like, this is crazy. Why is this happening again? And something came in. I don't remember how much I asked, but it was like something came in. It was like redo. That word redo kept coming. I'm like, oh my gosh, I wanted to redo the day.
Yeah.
So it recreated the day just like it had been before. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know,
the light bulb came on.
And so I reworded everything right at that point. And I was like, I wanted to have the trip again. I was just wanting to redeem the canyon, you know, for, and it was like, once I communicated it more clearly, everything stopped.
Yeah, the rain stopped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Then we got the lightning.
Yeah, that was fun. The electrical storm came, and then this morning we said, wouldn't it be fun if the deer would just come up into the yard so that we can see them and enjoy them? And that happened this morning. So, I mean, we're having some fun with it.
So play with that. Mm-hmm. Just take that angle. Try it. I mean, what have you got to lose?
Yeah, nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I'm going to answer that.
Yeah,
nothing to lose.
And wouldn't it be fun if...
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be fun?
We were having a little game with you guys because some of you knew where we were from Julia's show this morning with Kaya. And so we were downtown Sedona doing a little shopping, and some of you were looking for her, some of you that were more local. So we were all engaged in hoping that somebody was going to find Julia. And it was kind of like a Where's Waldo playground.
You didn't find us. Good.
You didn't find us. Nope.
Nobody
was surprised.
No. Sorry. So who wants to tell the story about Red Bird?
Oh my gosh.
How about
that
you, Sarah?
Was amazing. We were all down that way and we were by this creek. We were all talking about Dolores, all these Dolores stories and how we really feel her in our sessions. And then all of a sudden we see this red bird just show up out of nowhere. And was like, oh my gosh, that's her. She was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She heard us. She's always there. Yeah.
And if you guys don't know, the red cardinal is Dolores's sign that she's around. Mm-hmm. She's always used the red bird. It's it's just kind
symbol.
Of
yeah.
It's a symbol for her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. Mm-hmm. It was very, yeah. And we were like a bunch of little kids running up because Julia wasn't with us. And so I was like, let's go tell Julia. There's a red bird over there. Red bird, your mom. But it's been very magical and a lot of fun. And it's just a very high vibrational time out here in the vortexes. And yeah.
So what was the Grand Canyon like for those of you that had not been here before?
Oh my gosh.
So then we'll discuss Sedona.
Just no words, because I've seen pictures, but it was just so much more spectacular in person than I ever thought.
It's breathtaking, really.
Yeah.
Now, I'm trying to decide, is it the heights that were getting to me? Because I could really go up to the edge and look, but I also notice we're standing on all this beautiful stone, you know, and the crystal and everything that's underneath us, and how much more sensitive I am to that stuff now. So I started to notice that I was spinning.
Ah.
And so Erica, that one in the middle right here, she kept going all the way to the edge. And then she would lean over and go, Tracy, you got to come check this out. I'm like, I had to turn around. I had to walk away.
There were some cell phones that you could tell, like somebody was taking a picture and you were down.
Oopsie. Yeah. So it was very breathtaking for sure. Just beautiful. It's something a photograph could never capture.
Yeah. Yeah. Although yours were.
Mine are pretty good. I am going to say so. Yeah. If you go to my Facebook page, you're going to see some of that. But yeah. So if you're not my friend, go be my friend.
Look at you.
I have to try.
What a great job. These aren't good enough.
Yeah.
I ran out of money, so these guys are going away soon. I need friends. Come on, guys. If this doesn't make you take pity on me right here. But anyways, my Facebook page has a lot of those pictures on it if you guys are curious about it. But
okay, so Sedona. Amazing. Have you been here before?
I was here once before.
Okay.
About 4 years ago, yeah. 4 or 5. And my first memory of Sedona that time, just coming around the corner as you're coming into Sedona, I just remembered seeing, what is it, Bell Rock that you see? And then there's some right next to it. And I just remember just feeling like something just threw me back in my chair. Mm. And so this time around, I've been anticipating. Like, when's the corner? Where's the corner? So I was all excited about that. And it I have to say it has the same effect on me. Mm. It's breathtaking. It just throws me back. There's so much energy here. I know I've been here before. Mm. This is definitely one of my lifetime spots. So, yeah. Okay, girls.
I just had this client right before I came here, and she went to a past life where she was a Native American somewhere around here. And she was talking about in her session during the past life part, she was talking about doing these ceremonies. So, of course, I was really curious, what are these ceremonies like? And she said they would sit in a circle. There was something about sitting in the circle. And then they would look up. And by looking up and closing their eyes, they were able to get in the state. And then in that state, they would go down into the middle of the earth. And in the middle of the earth, there would be different like animal totems. And they would collect the light from those animal totems and take it up with them. And that light would be enough to heal people in their tribe. And it was extremely powerful. People would heal instantly. And she was remembering this one time when right around here that she actually healed this baby. It was a really sick baby. And that was just a really special experience for her.
Wow.
Very cool. And that's the kind of stuff that comes up in sessions. You get to get that really backstory.
But then I tried it. I was like, and nothing happened.
I don't know. Then there's that.
But you go ahead and try it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all that we're going to remember this stuff and remember how to do it eventually. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. That's our path. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Monica, have you been here before?
Yes. It's been about 25 years since I was here last. And I remember how magical it was for me that first time. And definitely like you, Tracy, I've been here before. It's
very familiar.
Very familiar. Mm. And like,
well, and we actually, when we were down by the river, do you mind if I share that?
Please.
It was really interesting because I had asked Monica a question, and it was just this really odd question that was just popping in my mind. And as I'm talking to her, we're realizing some things. I'm being told, put her in the water. So put her in the water. So her feet are in the water.
When I'm down.
And I have my hands on her back, and I don't have the crystal on, but you guys have all seen me hold up the Vogel or the supernova crystal. So I had that. Well, I wasn't holding on to it. Therese was holding on to it, and she was behind me. And then her husband, Larry, was in front of us. And I had called Larry to come forward and stand in front of Monica. And as we're doing that, this wave of energy come through. I didn't realize Therese was behind us. Those two were sending this energy with that crystal back and forth. And all of a sudden I'm hearing, welcome home, to tell Monica, welcome home. And it was very emotional. It was so much energy. And it was just like, they just wanted to bring her back. And it was pretty cool. I thought it was very, very reassuring that you have been here before. And so what was that like for you being welcomed home?
I have truth bumps, by the way.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Very emotional. That's all I can say. It was just very a deep feeling, emotion, and knowing that is accurate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool.
I love the energy here. To me, it feels really grounding and just really calming. Whereas in other places, it can be really jittery. But this energy just makes me feel like it does have that home feeling.
Mm. Yeah. It's
very peaceful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you've been here quite a bit, Erica.
Yeah.
Oh,
Erica lives here, but you have such a connection with the native energy here. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Hmm. It's hard to really put a finger on it, but yes, my connection to this land is extremely strong. I think that's why I live here in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And a strong connection to the native people and just respect for the land, just extreme gratitude and appreciation for this land. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get you all emotional.
I know. Let's
talk about this.
Yes, our goal is to have all of them crying in unison.
Okay. All right. Game on. What about you, Julia?
What
was your reaction? Arizona, what does it do for you? What does Sedona do?
It's I've been here a few times, and it's like the challenge is like the same you're saying. Well, I noticed that will it be there, that energy hit,
yeah,
in that same spot. And I notice that there's, Erica will know this, there's a town just before this that you go through, there's a roundabout, and then that's when I feel like you get all through the roundabout, and then that's when it hits, and it's something like on maybe on a curve or something, and it's like, whoa, there it is, and it's it's like the same spot, and I was like, is it going to be there again? And sure enough, I mean, and this time it just hit like this, so and that was the same thing I had at the Grand Canyon. It was just as soon as we walked up to the rim, it was just whoosh.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting because all the other times I was here, I couldn't sleep for days. And then about the third day, I'm like, why am I not sleeping? And then it would dawn on me, oh, well, you're in Sedona. You know? And the energies can have that effect. That's not affecting me this time. Now, I don't know if it's because we're outside of Sedona a little bit. I don't know, but it's not, I'm sleeping well. You know, it, again, it's that grounding. It's very comfortable feeling. It's just peaceful.
Very cool.
I love when, I love it when clients ask, why when I go to a certain place do I have these feelings? Mm-hmm. You know, clients always ask that. How come when I go to Sedona or, you know, wherever, do I start bawling when I see that one mountain? And it's so interesting. It's like, even though we don't consciously remember, a part of us does. And it picks up on that.
Right. And I feel like when we have those remembrances within us, those really strong feelings, there's a reason for that. And it's because it's connected to a past life. Like, you have had that experience. It is your memory. And that's why it is so strong within you.
So we have a friend.
Yes, we do. And who's speaking up. He wants to say something.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but we have a little bat. And there's a bat.
And he just chat.
He is wanting to be part of the show. That's pretty cool. So if one of you could look up, what does the bat mean? Like the power animal or the spirit meaning of a bat. And then Tiffany, if you could let us know what that answer is.
Now, do we need to, are they on that page? Do you have people on there?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Have they said where they're from or anything? Because we always love to know where you're from. Okay. No. Well, please do. Come on. Don't be shy. And then I didn't know if it was a, because we didn't say where, are they on the BBS Facebook page?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you guys would like to play in the chat, we have Tiffany watching that. We're on BBS Radio on Facebook for the live feed there. And we should be scattered about throughout the Dolores Cannon official page, SoulSpeak page, QHHT official page, my page, Sarah's page, Erica's page, Monica's page. Go find us. Click on that. Open it up. You'll see the chat. Here's the fun part that I'm experiencing today. I'm so used to watching you from the screen that I find that I'm doing that, and then I'm thinking, what am I doing? You're right there.
I could do this. It's like, oh, the rest of us are looking for a baby.
Maybe we should. Yeah. So I'm a little conflicted. Do I look at you or do I look at the screen?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I don't know. And this probably,
but,
you probably.
But I feel so fortunate that I get to do this. Yeah. So. It's somebody over there.
Oh, she's raising her hand. There's a comment.
I said the bat is right here.
So what you guys
was running out of the room.
We have more people in the background over here that are really participating. We're loving it. We have Laura. We've got Therese. We've got Larry, and we've got Tiffany, who's usually in the chat room, and we're like, "Hi, honey."
Yes.
And now she's actually here with us, and that's fun. So
Saba says rebirth.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Rebirth renewal.
Hey, Saba.
Hi, Saba. Saba didn't get to be here with us, so we're holding your space right here, right? Yeah.
So you have shout outs from Texas.
Colorado.
Maine. Victoria, Australia.
Woo!
San Diego.
Super.
Welcome. Yay. Wonderful. So it's beautiful here in Sedona, by the way, regardless of the flannel that Sarah's wearing.
Well, it's cold.
It's really in the 70s, 80s. You go down to Scottsdale, and that was 90 degrees there. So we're really kicking off spring and summer here. Sarah, we'll catch up when it hits 100.
Yes.
But so, we love her.
Yeah, we do.
And it's entertaining, so.
She's just the most closed one.
We had Julia flying out from snow, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and Ashley, Oregon have been nice. And Monica is Washington, Oregon, kind of right there on the border of that. And so, yeah, we all kind of came from a little cooler weather. So to me, this is beautiful. I'm enjoying it.
This is yes. cooler to me than where I live. So this
right.
is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So true.
So while we have all of you together, I know Erica did this on her podcast the other day. It was like kind of exploring some of the things that they're finding now, some of the trends that are happening in the sessions. And so do you want to do more of that?
I think that would be mm-hmm. fun. That would okay. be great. Yeah. So mm-hmm. let's have Erica start that up.
Okay.
What's your yeah. trend?
Well, I already mentioned it actually earlier. And the biggest trend that I'm seeing now is about the earth mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. our respect and gratitude for her.
Yeah.
And that, you know, she's doing her own thing and she will be okay and she can heal herself. And we can help her by living the life that we are meant to live, by following mm-hmm. our passions. And when we are happy, mm-hmm. we are in balance. And
beautiful.
So is
she. Yeah. Hey, Erica, what is the name of your podcast? How do people find it?
The Positive Head Podcast. And they can find it anywhere you can find a podcast.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Sarah?
I mean, people come in and they have a lot of questions because they're worried about the current state of affairs and they just are thinking, you know, other people are doing this wrong. I'm doing, you know, I want to do everything right and what will, you know, life be like in a couple months or years or whatever. And the higher self always says the same things to my clients. It's like, there is no wrong. Everything is good. Everything mm-hmm. is going to work out better than before. And the universe is always on your side, helping you in so many different ways. And we all have lessons. And no matter what your lesson is, everything will be okay because you're going to get what it is that you want, what it is that you ultimately came here for, and there is no wrong way to live your life, and everything looks like as if it's actually going to get so much better than it is now because that's just the way things work. And I love how the higher self said to one of my clients, I always think about this because she wanted to manifest certain things in her life, and the higher self said, well, you can, and she was upset because she said, I never manifest anything. And the higher self said, just look back on your life. Mm-hmm. And look at all the things you've manifested. And when you do that, you see what a miracle worker you are. Yes. Just take mm-hmm. the time to go over all those things. You know, you ran into this person, this strange coincidence happened, and you got so many different better things out of that. Yeah. And so it's important to go back over your life and see the miracles mm-hmm. because you are a miracle worker.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Mm-hmm. Remember. Mm-hmm. Remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Monica.
Yeah, I would say that I've had people, as Sarah has had, talking about the current situation and what's going to happen, and that, you know, some fears can come up, and the higher self always says it's everything is working out, and what the higher self will recommend is that they step away from listening to the news,
yeah.
listening to the fear, and that they are creating their reality, and so if they're focusing on that fear, that's what they're going to receive. Mm-hmm. And so that message comes through a lot to just really see it the way you want it to be. And that it is working in your favor and that it is, there is nothing really to fear
mm-hmm.
and that we're all okay.
Mm-hmm.
And also just to allow others to perceive it how they will perceive it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just allow them to be in that, and you don't need to take that on.
And it's such a powerful mm-hmm. message right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, give everybody yeah. their experience, mm-hmm. let them have it, you know. And yeah, very good. Perfect. So shall we spice it up a little bit?
Who knows what's going on in that head?
Why did you guys all get so nervous?
No. Yeah.
I just wanted to bring in some of that new energy that we're talking about too. And we talked about it on the podcast with Erica about the earth is, you know, everybody's always asking, where's 5D? Where's 5D? And we want to talk to you about that because it's here. It's here. We're experiencing it. And some of these sessions, you know, we were talking about it. And I know you guys have all had experiences with this too. Some of the light workers that are here right now, the volunteers, whatever you go by or resonate with, star people, whatever it is, you are detoxing this planet. you are going through and purging out and detoxing, mm-hmm. and you are so connected to Mother Earth, and that could be why you're feeling emotional. It could be why you're feeling some of this heaviness. Clear that energy, because you don't have to carry it. You are a filter for it. You are a conduit for it. So if that resonates for you, guess what? You can control that a little bit more. Identify with it. Become a filter for it. Do not hold on to mm-hmm. it. You are transmuting. You are amazing. You are powerful. And it's so exciting to hear your sessions where you're coming in and you're really helping Mother Earth go into those deep ancestral pains and release them. That gave me chills. But then on the flip side of that coin, then you get the sessions where they're coming in and they're saying, I'm bringing in the energy to get ready for the Christ energy to mm-hmm. return. Mm-hmm. Now, Christ is an energy. It's a, you know, Jesus Christ, was a person. Yeah, the Christ in crystalline energy, the mm-hmm. Christ consciousness. Mm-hmm. And so they are preparing. So you got the ones that are cleaning mm-hmm. house, mm-hmm. and you got the ones that are bringing in the new vibrations mm-hmm. to set the frequencies for this new crystalline energy to come in. That's happening now.
Yeah, you know what? But what's cool about it? Is you don't have to know you're doing it to be doing
you
it.
You don't. Yeah.
Right. And somebody like, I got to do something. What am I? I got to do my job. Well, you're doing it just because you're here. You're doing it on this energetic level and not even aware of it. So as long as you can just be and be happy in whatever you're doing, you are doing your job beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Girls.
You're here.
I hear that all the time from the higher self. Mm-hmm. They ask, what am I supposed to be doing? Mm-hmm. A lot of people come to me and they want to know, what specific job am I supposed to be doing to help the earth at this time? I'm not sure exactly what mm-hmm. I'm supposed to do. Higher self is always, you're already doing it. Just be here.
Yeah.
Just
your energy. Yeah. That's all we needed.
Lots into it. Yeah.
You did that job.
Exactly. Yeah.
Be here. And it's important to feel all these feelings. I mean, you don't have to like dwell on it, but I had mm-hmm. this client that had this strange rash around her eyes and she couldn't wear makeup or anything like that. And that was why she came for this session. And her higher self said that she needed to cry. She had mm. all this built up emotion. And that's essentially what some of this energy is doing. It's supposed to be purged. So you cry and let it out. And she needed to just release it. And once she did, it would be gone. So I think it's okay if you're going through a hard time right now and the energy is up and down and up and down. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Just let it come out. You don't need to hold on to it. Mm-hmm.
So much better once it's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels so much better.
It's a release. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you won't know the difference until you get there to see it.
But maybe we should all practice crying, like watching. Yeah.
Where
now.
Do you guys say that?
No, but it's such a release. If you actually do it on purpose, you know, mm-hmm. watch them be sad and just let mm-hmm. yourself cry.
Are you noticing, are you finding that you're more emotional now? Because I'm like, I'm watching things, and I mean, the tearjerker movies, that's a standard. I'm going to cry on them. But I'm crying on things that I'm like, why am I crying here?
Yeah.
Why is this tearing me up?
Yeah.
And it probably is. It just needs to come out. This is stuff that's in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just let it go.
If you need a little help, go watch a puppy or kitten.
Yeah.
You know, little clip on social media somewhere. But yeah. They're so sweet, so cute. But if you want to see someone crying if the bat gets in the house.
Or if I go outside.
Did you see how fast she jumped when she thought the bat was in the house?
Or if she gets too cold.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to be cold.
Being cold.
No, yeah. I don't like to be cold either.
No.
It's just she's.
Tiffany, is there any updates?
So we have a question.
Okay.
So Carla asks, what does the higher self say about the vaccine? Does it interfere with the ascension?
That's a wonderful question. The question from Carla is, what does the higher self have to say about the vaccine? Does it interfere with the ascension? And share, you guys, if you've been getting anything.
Okay. Can I share what? Mm-hmm. Because everybody asked this question mm-hmm. and everybody has an opinion on it. And what I've gotten is there is no wrong way.
Yeah.
I probably can't say everything I get from this, but just that whatever lesson you need to learn, whatever path you chose before incarnating, you will find a way, whatever way it is, in order to
awaken yourself basically to the big, powerful creator that you are. And people have chose all different lessons, and there is no wrong. It doesn't mean, you know, you can't ascend. If people have asked that, and the higher self has said, no, it doesn't matter at all.
And one of the things that
benefit, whatever you do.
One of the things that I was approached with over the last week was 3D, 5D contrast. And, you know, it doesn't mean you're in 3D if you're getting the vaccine or you're wearing a mask. That was a question. And I was like, no, that's, there is no, that means nothing. It's where's your heart, you know? Yeah. And the answer that I continually get is you will get what you believe. So check in. What are you believing for? What are you feeding into? What are you giving energy to? Because you're going to get that. Okay.
If you get the vaccine just because you feel like it's something that you should do, but you're afraid of it, then that belief system
is following it.
Yes. But if you get the vaccine knowing in your belief system that this is going to protect you and to protect others, then that's what's going to happen for you.
Yeah.
It's the belief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My last client, she asked about this and, you know, why were we having this experience for humanity right now? And she said, for the experience. We were all meant to experience it in a very different way for our soul's growth and evolution. And so it's really part of the ascension that that this experience that we're all having is actually part of our ascension process. And to really check in with yourself for what your truth is instead of choosing someone else's truth, which may not resonate for you.
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well done.
And this goes back to what you said originally, you know, we are powerful beings. We are sovereign beings and taking our power back and knowing that I decide my choice.
Absolutely. And I think that's the biggest message is just make your choice. You don't, it's not the shoulds or the, you know, the pressure or anything. Make it for your reasons and then stand by them. Whichever way you want to go.
And even if you've chosen to get the shot and didn't feel good about it, that can be transmuted as well.
Perfect.
Anything
can be.
Yes. It's not solid. It's not stuck.
Right.
They always say that they take these lemons and they make lemonade out of them.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. What we can do.
Right.
Yeah. We have the power to change it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
Wonderful. So I can't see the clock because I'm half blind without glasses, but are we good? Any other questions?
We do have another question.
Okay.
When I'm in tune with my higher self, this is from Shannon, sorry, I get so excited that it gives me a headache, but in a good way. Does this happen to you guys?
Good question. I've never heard that question before. This is from Shannon, and she's saying when she gets in tune with her higher self, she gets a headache, and she's wondering if that's something anybody else is experiencing. Miss headache girl.
Headaches like almost every day.
And what is your mess? You're getting a message about what the headache is.
It's resistance.
And it is an ascension symptom.
And you're opening up, and if there is any resistance to it, it's going to be some friction there. You're trying to hold back something that's trying to happen, and so it's creating a conflict, so to speak. And that's a headache.
Well, when can I just tell a little bit?
So,
when I was younger, I think I was about 6, I used to see people that looked just like people. They didn't look like ghosts, but I found out later that they had died or they just weren't there, and I used to see them all the time. I mean, I would see all different types of people and experience all different things. And over the years, I've kind of closed that up, and it wants to come back and it's fighting me.
And what are you going to do about that?
Let's see.
Do I do it? That's the crime.
Cry it out. Oh my goodness. Very good.
Anybody else having headaches or having anything on there?
It happens sometimes in sessions.
And so any messages around it?
I think it's the the same. I mean, yeah. You know, your third eye, you're really using that mm-hmm. part of your brain a lot of the time. And I've noticed the headache doesn't last that long after.
Yeah. I have had people that, I personally haven't gotten the headaches like this, but I've had people get the headaches when it's like, it feels like they're downloading information. They being your higher self, mm-hmm. your collective, your group, your council. When they're getting some information in a session, they'll tell me in sessions, my head's starting to hurt. And then we go into the higher self and ask what's going on. And it seems like it's always, I'm getting downloaded. So when they realize what's happening, it's almost like you open up to it, right? Yeah. It's like, and then it's like, that's ooh, it. And then it goes away. And so it could be that downloads are coming in because you're raising your frequency to that point where now they can reach you with this information. And so that could be part of it too.
Yeah. And I think of it almost as using a new muscle. So you're when you're not used to using your third eye that intensely for that amount of time, mm-hmm. you're using that muscle very intensely and it starts to hurt a little or it gets your attention.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Yeah. Anything else, Tiffany?
No questions, but you've gained a lot of thank yous and
wonderful.
Shannon said you just answered so much. I got chills. I knew I was on the right track.
Good.
Perfect. Good. Nice. I noticed our lighting's changing.
Yeah, I was like, is it
glowing?
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, okay, what's going on? Is it my vision?
What's happening? And the vibration is rising.
Exactly. It's like, it just seems like it's a little blurry. Like, can you guys still see us?
Are we still here? I'm starting to disappear like I normally do.
Can I tell you about my cool session the other day? Because it was so cool.
Yeah. Erica disappeared.
Yes, you may.
No, because I just thought it was so cool.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something else you could do with regression. Mm-hmm. So I had this client come like 3 days ago, and she wasn't getting along with her family, so she felt like she didn't have a family. And in the past life part, she was regressed to this lifetime she had in the 50s. This is a younger client. And she remembered the same coffee shop she used to go to and exactly where she used to live, to the east side of this one marina, and she knew, you know, everything about the street and everything like that. And she had a son in that life who she loved so much, and she passed before she was able to meet her grandkids. And she realized as she was leaving that life that her son had two little girls. And when we got to the SC part, the SC told her, you need to go meet these girls. They're 36 now. And the SC told her exactly where they live and that she needed to meet them because they were grieving the loss of their father, which was her son in that lifetime. Mm-hmm. And that when they would meet, it would be such a healing experience for all of them. And that was one of the reasons why she wasn't mm-hmm. getting along with her family, because she needed to go find her other family.
Her other family. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exciting stuff, you know, that much detail and the lifetime wasn't that long ago. So mm-hmm. now she can go and track that a little bit and validate the information. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Oh, and how did she feel after that?
Oh, she was so happy and excited because she had never been to San Francisco and she was just really excited to go back there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know how familiar all that felt to her.
Oh, no.
And how she reacts to it and if she could find that same street and diner.
Because we asked if her apartment building was still there and they said yes, but it was a different, I forget what it was now, what it is now, but
Maybe you can give us updates.
Oh, I will. I will. If you're out there, please email me because I'm force you.
If you're hearing
that, I'm not gonna force you.
But please, I really don't know. Mm-hmm.
Any questions, Tiff?
So we have a question. Has the SC mentioned anything about COVID vaccine passports and limitations on travel in the future?
I heard it was gonna be
okay.
Like
repeat the question.
Oh, COVID passports. Mm-hmm. will it limit travel? I heard for going from different country, but not in the U.S. That's what I've heard.
That you heard that from the SC?
From the SC, sorry.
Okay. Yes. Forever or just a limited time?
Oh, for a limited time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I've been hearing. It's like for a while.
Right.
It will be like this. And then, but it's like just that for a while. Is that okay? That means it's limited. Right. There will be an end to it. Mm-hmm. So are you guys, anybody else getting messages around that? Or
I haven't on that one. No.
Okay.
Many people asking questions about it, mm-hmm. believe it or not. Mm-hmm.
And it does seem to be very much on the mind of the collective. So let's remind mm-hmm. everybody, mm-hmm. you are in the power seat.
Yes, yes.
You get mm-hmm. what you're putting your power, what you're mm-hmm. focusing on. And so what do we all want to create here? Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe Monica will help us out with, wouldn't it be fun?
Wouldn't it be fun?
If we yeah. could travel.
Yeah.
It would be
fun if we could all travel freely mm-hmm. and all yeah. be in perfect health mm-hmm. all the time.
All the time.
Yay.
Go wherever we want.
Yeah. Yeah. So wouldn't yeah. it be fun if we all just did that? And let's carry that mm-hmm. frequency and vibration mm-hmm. together, because the more of us doing that, the higher... Mm-hmm. We're all connecting energetically. We're bringing that vibration in very strong into the planet. Mm-hmm. So I know we don't want to ignore what's going on in the world, but, you know, let's not put our attention on the fear of, oh, yeah. mm-hmm. is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? If, you know, if it does, then we deal with it, right? It's there. We're going to, mm-hmm. it's going to be there. We're going to deal with it. Just like we've been dealing with the last year and a half now. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't it be fun?
Yeah.
Well, when we're all traveling.
The SC always says, it doesn't say maybe or possibly, it always says we're about to enter this amazing time to be alive,
yeah.
that it's that life will be enjoyable. And it seems so foreign now, like, how is that possible? But we're about so to close. Enter this amazing time. This is mm-hmm. a huge evolutionary point.
This is really cool, because maybe we have a different appreciation for it because we've gone through this.
Oh. I think it was necessary yeah. for that reason. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why this is actually mm-hmm. helping us, because mm-hmm. everything is always happening
yeah.
for us and not right. to us.
Yeah. 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 We're not victims to anything.
Can we be mm-hmm. sad, happy if we didn't know sad, right?
Right. Right.
So,
well, real quick, before we run out of time, and we can still take questions, but I want to get in like how people can find you if they want. So let's start with Sarah, and we'll go around here and just, you know, how can they find you if they want to?
You can go to my website at theholistichypnotist.com. Theholistichypnotist.com.
Okay.
And QHHTofficial.com.
Oh, I'm always yeah, and that one, yeah.
That's for everyone, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That goes for all of us.
Yeah.
And then my website is Dr. Erica, DrErica. Dot love.
Yeah. Dot love. Yeah, I didn't know that was a wow. Yeah,
that's not good. Dot love.
We gotta go because we gotta find out how to do that.
We gotta
get
dot love.
It's like a dot com, and it's just you choose it.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I thought it described me a little
yeah.
bit better.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Very cool.
Monica. We all are.
All of you.
Okay.
We gotta give these two a minute.
You are
loved
for
me.
Yes. I'm feeling a little locked down to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monica.
What about ours? Yeah, we'll get it later.
Sorry, I'll get it later.
No. Oh, I see.
Our love. Yeah, we didn't get love. Okay. I'm like trying to lean out of Monica. Yes.
You can find me at monicadunqhht.com.
Wonderful. Perfect.
Tracy?
TracyMayhem.com and QHHTofficial.com. Julia. How do people learn how to become a practitioner or find a practitioner?
Go to QHHTofficial.com. If you haven't gotten that by now, that is the place to go to find anybody you want to see, to find out more about QHHT if you're interested in becoming a practitioner and helping other people. If you have a passion, a desire to help others, to learn these wonderful things about themselves, this is a wonderful way to do that. Like, did you guys ever?
As you can see, we become family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys feel like you work?
What?
No.
Also, I want to do a little bragging on Julia with her soul speak. book.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an amazing book. And we've all been talking about it this week as well, about how much the book has helped us with our clients, with our sessions, with ourselves. And so, Julia, how would people find out more about Soul Speak?
Thank you. Thank you, Tracy, for that. But you can find, if you just go to juliacannon.com, you can see a page about information on the course I have now online. You can also get my book at Amazon or at ozarkmt.com. And it's all about you understanding really your soul and what it's trying to tell you through your body. It's just listening to yourself and knowing that the body has things to say. Anyway, any more questions, Tiffany?
Oh, we have several.
Oh, goodness, of course.
Now you guys want to talk. We got 3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes. We'll do it quickly.
Do you want to just start from
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been having issues connecting or being able to meditate. Any suggestions or tips why?
Okay, issues meditating or connecting. Any tips as to why?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe tips on how to do it. How to do it. Which one do you want?
I think it's why.
Yeah, why they can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm asking you, the viewer. Do you want why it's happening, or do you want to know how to? I mean,
well, let's give tips. Okay. Any tips, you guys?
Any tips about
however you received the question in the back row? Mm-hmm. What's your tips?
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of times we think of meditation as I'm going to sit down and I'm going to shut my mind off, and that's what's going to happen. Buddha didn't do that the first time he meditated, or the second or the third, probably. Probably it took him a little while to get to that state. Mm-hmm. It's a practice for a reason. Mm-hmm. And so what you can do is, instead of trying to just quiet it.
And push it.
Right? Yeah. One of the easy ways is to focus on the breath, because the breath is going to ultimately bring you right into your center and really make you feel calm. And after that, you can add visualization into that, so that your mind is actually doing something, but you're activating the intuitive side, the imaginative side, as opposed to this isn't working.
Yeah,
I'm still thinking in my head and all of that. So give yourself something else to do. Yeah. And the thing that I like to do the most is called the Ho'oponopono. If you guys have ever heard that, you run yourself through, I love you, I am sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. And you can visualize that energy in your mind as you do that with your breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Good. Well, you can even meditate by bike riding or walking or
washing dishes, mowing the lawn.
Yeah. Anything that just gets you quiet enough that you can hear your higher self, basically, or just give you that state of peace.
But shower.
Yeah.
Shower epiphanies, I call them.
Yes.
Nice.
It's about that cleansing that allows it, I guess.
But I like to give that the tip of just when you wake up in the morning and you can still remember your dream, because I think this is super easy and anybody can do it. So just when you first wake up in the morning and you still have access to your dream, just stay in that state, because that's the theta state. And so that's deep meditation. You didn't even have to do anything to get there.
There's not a single one of you out there listening that cannot do this.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, every single one of you is intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
You all have this gift.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. You say two more questions. We probably want to run quickly.
okay. This is Estella. I had a reading in a house for spirits, and there was a young person in the room, but that person hadn't passed on as she was sick and was alive at that time. She then passed on 4 days later. That was her spiriting the room. How is that explained?
Oh boy, that's a fun one, actually.
That one we might need to do a show on.
I was just going to say, can we save that one?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
and if you didn't hear it, she's asking about passing over and being spirit and how does, there's a whole almost ghosty kind of thing going on.
Yeah, we could do a whole show on that.
Okay, let's do the next one, because we'll collaborate on that later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My husband has a very severe ringing in his ears for years. He says he hears screams in that ringing and has a hard time sleeping. Any insight on that?
Okay. Her husband is having ringing and screaming in his ears for years.
Severe ringing, and he hears screams in the ringing.
Yes. Okay. Severe ringing for years, and then is hearing screams in the ringing. And then it was like, what is that?
Any insight on that?
Any insight? as mom has been saying for years and years and years, you know, the ringing in the ears is an ascension symptom. That is, and what I got was, you know, it's a calling to come higher. It's like you're hearing this other dimension. It's calling you. And that's where it's just, you just need to bring your vibration up and you'll be able to hear what it's doing, or it's, or get the downloads. See, it's trying to come in and it's not quite, you're not quite in sync with the frequencies. Is what I've got. Do you guys have anything different? Or
I don't know. I'm hearing it's an aspect of yourself that you hear in your ear, mm-hmm. the screaming mm-hmm. part. That's yeah. an aspect of yourself
yeah, yeah. trying to get your attention. Through. Exactly.
Yeah. That's yeah.
It's your higher self.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be the screaming. And the ringing itself, the ringing is the ascension part. It's like, move up.
Yeah. yeah. So if there's any fear around that screaming, step out mm-hmm. of the fear mm-hmm. and just yeah. say, what do you want me to know?
Yeah, because they're trying to get your attention. That's what they will do. They get louder and louder. Just like, what would you do if you're trying to get somebody's attention? They don't hear you. Our natural, we get louder.
It's urgent. I want to attention.
Yes, come on. So it's that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's like you said, it's nothing to be afraid of.
No. Mm-mm. Not at all. Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway, we've had a blast. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you. Love having this in-person interaction. I can't wait till we can do this one again or something like
yeah,
this
yeah,
again.
It'll be fun.
Very fun. Thank you everyone for mm-hmm. being here and joining us, and for these lovely ladies yes. for joining us, for the others that are yes. standing around yes. us for being here and celebrating this time with us. And thank you all of you for sharing your time with us as well, and for mm-hmm. being so wonderful and supportive for the Metaphysical Hour. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you.
We love you. Bye.